Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. You know I'm a big fan of enjoying life while still being smart financially. That's why I love ButcherBox. I can get a variety of high-quality meat, seafood, chicken, and pork at an amazing value, all with exclusive member deals delivered to my door with free shipping always. One thing I just never wanted to cut out of my spending plan is eating good food. And with ButcherBox, I don't have to, and neither do you. Where else can you get free protein for a whole year? Yes, you heard that right. One of my favorite go-to dinners is a salmon bowl. I'm not even a huge salmon lover, but ButcherBox's wild-caught salmon is oh so good. I make a nice little marinade, saute some veggies, cook the salmon, and throw in some Weiss. And it is an amazing dinner. If you want to take less trips to the grocery store and always have prepared meat in the freezer for a lot less money, you need ButcherBox in your life. Sign up at butcherbox.com/ETM and get our special deal. ButcherBox is offering our listeners a free for a year offer plus an additional $20 off. You can choose salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips free in every order for a year. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ETM. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton-Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking budget blunders that are breaking your bank account.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton-Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, my mind is blowing up today. Thanks to you, all of you that are listening to the podcast, my loyal listeners, those of you who are just now joining us on the podcast, we are now number 10 on the top business podcasts. We are charting all over the place, and I can't thank you enough for being a listener. I promise you, as long as you tune in to listen, I will keep doing this because I just have such a passion for helping you to get rid of kind of the stigma that is attached with money in every facet of our lives, right? Every single facet of our life, there's some sort of stress or frustration or panic or worry or regret about money. And I just think it's time we kind of like let that all go. Also, I am getting ready to embark on a super exciting weekend. I've been working on this for about a year. My team and I actually own a production company, in case you don't know, kind of aside from being a certified financial planner. And we have been working on a web series that we are so super excited. It's all about couples and their money, and it's going to be shot in just a super fun millennial way, packed full of information and really helping you realize that everybody is more alike than they're different, but then also, focusing on couples because If you're a couple in a relationship, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. It is hard. Dealing with the money stuff is hard, whether you're dating, you're engaged, you're married, getting divorced. I mean, you name it. Like, it is not easy dealing with this money stuff. So my passion is really helping people empower their bank accounts so that you can achieve whatever dream or lifestyle you really want to achieve. So I'm so excited about the series. It's called Budget Rescue. It's not going to be released until early next year. Probably January is the tentative release date right now. But if you want to follow along with some of the tips and kind of behind the scenes stuff, head on over to my Instagram, Shauna Game. I'll have a link in the show notes and follow me so that you can kind of keep up with what's going on. I'll also let you know, of course, on the podcast, but also on Instagram, on the stories, you know, the launch dates and kind of all of the extra bonus stuff that we've got going on with it. So I'm super excited about that. Like I said, this is just going to be such an incredible weekend. It's been so long getting sponsors and, you know, really showing people like what we can do. And I think so many people are so excited about this, and this is really super original. And so I can't wait to actually show it to you. So I thought, you know, why not talk about budget and budget blunders? Because nobody really likes to talk about this subject, right? In fact, you know, a lot of times when I talk to people about budget, they just kind of dismiss me, like, you know, yeah. Can you tell me how I can get, you know, $2 million in my retirement portfolio? Or yeah. Can you tell me how I can like grow my business by 30%? I'm like, but wait a minute, we actually have to come back to this like really important piece. And I think the problem is that I don't know if this is society or kind of how we teach about money or the experts that are out there about money, but a lot of times we kind of skip over that piece. And it's just really important because it's really where I've seen the most like powerful shifts in money, in mindset, in direction, and being able to achieve things is really when we start with that dirty B word, the budget, right? And I don't personally like the word myself. I just think that it makes people feel like an obligation, like it's a chore, you know? And so I'm like a huge fan of let's change the name of it to whatever it is in life you love to do. Like I was working with a couple once and they love to travel. And so I was like, why don't you just call it like your travel itinerary? Because it really is your roadmap to achieving what you want. And they were like, oh yeah, okay, that works. And then suddenly they turned into this couple that, you know, was like super excited about creating their travel itinerary every month, right? It was creating a document that helped them fund the next trip they wanted to go on. It's the same thing as a budget. It is their budget, I should say. We just change the words. So, you know, whatever you need to do in your head to kind of like rewire those negative wires, I'm a big fan of it. But what I've seen after working with hundreds of people really is that, again, the biggest changes come when you actually take ownership over the direction of your bank account. And, you know, the money that's coming in, like, that's easy, right? We love to talk about, well, we probably don't. You probably should. You know what? You probably shouldn't brag to people about how much money you make. That's really not a good thing. In fact, it's a way that you can lose a lot of friends. So don't brag about how much money you make, but you know how much money you make, right? If you're in a relationship, your partner knows how much money you make, but that's the easy part. The hard part is what is coming out of your bank account and where is that going? And, you know, it sounds so simplistic. It is so simplistic, and yet we have made this step so incredibly hard, filled with so much stress, that what happens is most people don't do that step. And then they're freaked out about, you know, well, why can't I save money? Or why am I living paycheck to paycheck? Or why can't I go on that awesome vacation? Or why can't I leave my job to start a new business, right? It's because you're like turning your back, right, on your bank account. You're basically saying like, I'm not going to pay attention to you. I'm going to do what I want to do. And
I get it. I'm stubborn. I'm totally stubborn myself. I will admit to it. It takes me a long time to learn things. It takes me, you know, sometimes the hard way to go, okay, all right, well, maybe let me try it another way, right? So, you know, one of the first budget blunders that I really see is around this mindset. And again, I don't feel like people talk about this enough because, you know, there was a time where I really hated to look at my ATM balance, right? I would go like to the drive-up ATM, I would put a check in or I'd take money out. You know, it spits out your receipt and always spits out your receipt upside down, right? So I would literally take the receipt out, fold it, put it in my wallet and never look at it. And I've done the same thing like with, you know, weight when I'm trying to lose weight, right? I'm like, you know, I go into a doctor's office and I'm like, oh, don't tell me what I weigh. Like, I just don't want to see that number. And it wasn't because money wasn't in my bank account, but it was because my brain would go literally like wild where I would be adding and subtracting. Like, okay, what's coming up? What do I have to pay for? Okay, if it's this money, it's this money, it's this, like, am I gonna have enough? And of course I always had enough money. I don't know what I was so freaked out about, but it literally, it would like paralyze me. It was really sad. And, you know, I don't share that with many people except with you, just to prove to you that, you know, this stuff happens. Like the mindset around money is so powerful. So it drove me to the brink. And then one day I just started looking at the ATM receipt. I'm like, this is ridiculous. I have to look at this, right? And I started adding things and I started going, you know what? It's okay. It's going to all be okay. It's all been okay up to this point. And I started trusting that the system that I had in place that I had set up was solid, but also allowing myself kind of grace around, okay, I can make mistakes and mistakes are going to happen. And there's going to be some months where something comes up and I'm not going to be able to, you know, pay for those $1,000 tires or whatever ridiculous expense, or I'm going to have to, you know, dip into my fund for that. I'm not going to like it. But it's so powerful, the mindset around money. I often say it's probably like 80 to 90% of the battle. If you can just rewire a few things in your head, sometimes your whole outlook on life, on your finances, on your goals, it does such a dramatic turn. It's just, it's almost really hard to put in words, but if you've been through that, you know what I'm talking about. You may be in the midst of that right now, or you may be like, oh crap, like, is that what's coming down the line? So hopefully you're not as stubborn as I am. Hopefully you make shifts faster than I do. But I just, you know, for the people that are listening that, you know, you've been in that situation or you're in that situation, just know it's okay. But you got to start making these little baby steps to just rewire that mindset. So another blunder is, again, it's going to sound so obvious to you, but it's not tracking your spending. And if I could do a raise of hands, if I could see you all, I really actually would love to be able to see you all. It's really frustrating podcasting that, you know, you can't see who's listening. But if I could ask you to raise your hand, who tracks your spending? I guarantee you that not a lot of people would raise your hand. And it's not a bad thing, right? This is a common blunder. And the problem is when you're not tracking your spending, you don't know what you're spending money on. It's just that simple, right? And it has to be like a day-to-day activity, not like a yearly one. It has to be something that you look at every day so that you can spot trends. And the whole reason you're doing any of it actually is really because you probably want to do some super cool things in life. Maybe you want to buy a house. Maybe you want to start a family. Maybe you want to start a job. Maybe you want to move overseas. Maybe you just want to do something simple, right? Maybe it's just something small. Maybe you just want to, I don't know, buy a new phone or, you know, just something simplistic. It doesn't have to be these big, giant goals. But the only reason you're doing any of this, you're tracking your spending, you're setting goals, you're spotting trends, you're shifting your mindset. The whole reason you're doing any of this is just so you can actually achieve those things that you want to. That's the power that a budget gives you. It gives you that kind of it's like your gear shift in the car, right? It's going to help you get momentum to get where you want to go.
Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/ETM. That's monarchmoney.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family and you want to do the best for them, but vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. In those moments when money is just not moving as fast as your dreams, EarnIt provides the financial momentum you need to keep moving forward. EarnIt is an app that gives you access to your pay as you work, up to $100 per day or up to $750 per pay period. You just download the EarnIt app and verify your paycheck. Then you access up to $100 a day as you work, and you can leave an optional tip. Any money you access plus tips are automatically repaid from your next paycheck. I honestly would use EarnIt in lots of different ways, but what's on my mind recently is I need a night out. I need some good tacos to sip on a few virgin margaritas and celebrate you all helping this podcast earn 26 million downloads. Make EarnIt a part of your financial routine and join EarnIt's over 3.5 million customers who say things like, "When I think about EarnIt, I think about financial stability and security. Gives me a lot of peace of mind." Download EarnIt today, spelled E-A-R-N-I-N, in the Google Play or Apple App Store. When you download the EarnIt app, type in Talkin' Money under podcast when you sign up. It will really help the show. Talkin' Money Under Podcast. Earnin is a financial technology company, not a bank, subject to your available earnings, daily max, pay period max, and location. See earnin.com/TOS for details. Bank products are issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. When it comes to financial advice, you gotta trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Number three, budget blunder. Oh my gosh, I see this all the time. And I think we're probably all in some degree guilty of this. It's the lifestyle creep. And I know you've probably heard this before, but it actually is a very, very real thing. And it makes a big difference in everything. So when you make more money, you tend to spend more money. That's just the way, again, our brain is wired. Like if suddenly, you know, we went from making $75,000 to $150,000 a year, we're just going to start saying yes to a lot more things. We may say yes to a bigger place that we live in. We might say yes to a fancier car. We might say yes to fancier dinners or, you know, you name it. We might say yes to a lot of things. And so what happens is you get in the mindset of thinking like, okay, well, I'm buying all these new things, but I've got a big fat new salary, so everything must be okay. But what happens is your savings doesn't normally track alongside that, right? And so, you know, one of the most powerful things I've seen with people who have been the quote unquote wealthiest, so they have big fat bank accounts, is that they do everything they can to kind of avoid this lifestyle creep. They make more money. Okay, that more money then goes to work for them rather than spending it on all sorts of things. And I have been totally guilty of this in my past. Like it's one of the biggest reasons I've also seen why people can look at their salary and one day say, you know, why am I still living paycheck to paycheck? Why did I double my salary and I still have nothing left at the end of the month, right? And you know, I think that especially in our like consumption society and our social media society, right? When everybody is like saying, hey, look, I got this new thing, or I just did this cool new thing. You know, we buy fancy things on the outside to disguise a lot of times what's going on behind the scenes. And, you know, no one knows behind the scenes. And I think that's what's so hard about social media and about, you know, our like 24-hour news cycle and our consumption is that we don't get to see anybody's behind the scenes. We just see whatever is portrayed in front of us. And so it can look like everybody's got this money thing like figured out. And I'm gonna be your friend and I'm gonna tell you it's actually not true. Like the majority of people out there are kind of stumbling around going, why is this not working? You know? And budget is one of the reasons why things aren't working for a lot of people. And it does not, a budget does not discriminate. I've seen people have made $50,000 and they're living paycheck to paycheck. I've seen people that have made $20 million and they're living paycheck to paycheck, right? So there's no discrimination here. It just is, it's a lot of it is the wiring that goes on in our heads. All right, so number four, not making savings mandatory for you each month is definitely a budget blunder. I put savings always as one of my have to pay expenses because I figure I'd rather pay myself first than pay everyone else. And what most of us do is we pay everyone first and then we look like, hey, is there anything left for me? And the answer is usually no. So you don't end up saving. But how you save actually does matter, right? So Think about things like, you know, are you saving an emergency fund in like a high yield savings account? You know, there are tons of them out there now. We've got Ally Bank, we've got Capital One 360, we've got Synchrony, American Express has one, Barclays Bank has one, Aspiration has one. There are tons of these high yield savings accounts. And the reason this matters is because your bank account, your savings account at your traditional bank account, I should say, is probably paying you almost nothing in interest. In fact, there's not a whole lot of difference between your money being in your checking account and in your savings account, right? So a lot of the high yield savings accounts are paying, you know, somewhere between 1 and 1.25%. It's not a huge amount of money, but it's something. It's something extra, and extra is always good, right? If there's a $10 bill on the sidewalk and it doesn't belong to anybody, I hope you'll pick it up, right? Because it's extra money. It's free money for what you're already doing. A lot of people ask, well, like, how much should I be saving? And the goal marker is always like 20%, which includes whatever you're already saving in your 401k, your IRA, or your Roth, and whatever your employer is matching, right? So that also counts in that 20%. But if you can't save 20%, save 1% or 5% or 10%, whatever you can save, right? But don't get in the mindset of like, well, I can't save 20%, so I'm just not going to save any, right? That's back to the stubborn mindset. Just whatever you can start saving, save, because what it does is it creates a habit around it for you. And that's how we rewire the brain. Another thing you can do is nickname your savings accounts, right? Nickname the thing, like my house savings account, my travel to Bermuda savings account, my I want to buy a fancy new car savings account, you know, name them these things, because again, when you look at it, you're just going to be motivated by it. Number five is actually one of my favorite budget blunders, and it is not prepping for curveballs. And if you've not had a curveball thrown at you yet in life, I want to sit you down in a big, fluffy, comfy chair, and I want to look you in the eye and hold your hand and tell you it's coming. It's coming. Be prepared, right? I think I pretty much breezed through most of my 20s. And then when I hit 30, I had a lot of curveballs thrown at me, and I had to bob and weave. And, you know, the beauty of that is if you know the tools, you know what to do to get yourself back on track, the curveballs won't throw you too far. They might throw you off. Yeah. But you know what to do to get yourself back up. It may take a while. It may take a long while. And that's okay. But you just start doing the small things, right? You start saving money. You start really looking at what you're spending your money on. You start figuring out ways of what you're already spending that you can save just a little bit here, a little bit there. You start just making smart money moves. It's going to make a big difference, right? And the last one is a bit shocking for most people, but I think one of the blunders that a lot of people make is they don't reward themselves for doing this. I know that sounds kind of counterintuitive because you're like, wait, isn't the whole purpose of doing a budget is that I don't spend a lot of money? Yeah, it is. But human psychology, we like rewards, right? We push ourselves to run 26.2 miles in a marathon, you know, sometimes like ripping our body apart so that we can get the little medal and the picture when we cross over and we can say we did it, right? We as human beings, we love some sort of reward, some sort of, you know, you did it, you did a good job. So build that in every month. You know, if you stick with this, if you know your numbers, if you're in your bank account every day, not for a long time, I'm talking maybe 5 minutes, 10 minutes at the most, right? It's not a long time, but it's long enough for you to really have, you know, ownership and empowering your bank account. Because that's what I want. I want you to be empowered so that you can hit all of these awesome goals. So build in a small reward, something small, make it, you know, 20 or 25 bucks or something like that. It's just something that you like to do. And again, as human beings, we're going to be totally motivated to go get that reward. As always, Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Please continue sharing it with your friends. Shout it out on social media. Share it with everyone. Click the link in the show notes. Head on over to iTunes and leave us a review. And as always, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Shauna Game.
Algorithms can do so much more than control social media feeds. In fact, they have the power to save lives and improve our health. At the Weizmann Institute, Professor Yonina Eldar has pioneered innovative algorithms that optimize MRI scans and make ultrasound devices more portable, affordable, and accessible. Professor Eldar's lab develops AI tools that can pave the way to new technologies that can see, hear, and communicate beyond existing limits. Learn more at celebratinggreatminds.org.